I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion, snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
We've had days of rainy weather, which has been a bit miserable for everyone. No one wants to, you can't really do much. It's like on the weekend, it's rain, but we've needed it. It was supposed to be rainy the whole week. It's now, today's Tuesday. I thought it was going to be rainy. I woke up in those blue skies. So yeah, it's been sunny all day and it's quite warm. And now, well, in the past hour or so, I've started getting a few bushsnake calls. Now I've got a call for what sounds like a black mamba. It's at a container warehouse or something opposite Albert Luthuli Hospital. They said it's a big black snake around 2 meters long that's gone into their office. They've closed it all up. Apparently the office is flooded. This could be quite interesting. I don't know why a mamba would go into a flooded office. So yeah, I'm quite keen to see what's happening there. So your office is totally flooded there.
Yeah.
And a big snake, eh?
Yeah, about 2.5. Came down this way, yeah, like this. Down like this.
And the door was open?
Yes.
Yo, you weren't kidding, eh? Yo.
It was on the table there, just behind those bottles at the fire hydrant. It was.
Now, do you have a boat for me to use?
Yo. It went like this. It climbed up here, and it went behind the box. When it came behind the box, and it just went underneath it there.
This is a proper bridge there. Sis, I don't want to stand on this water. What's in this water?
Rainwater.
It doesn't look like this right now. I can see I'm gonna have to walk in. I really don't want to walk in this water. I walk in some dirty places, but like, hey, you never know with water when it floods. It's usually surge and.
Yeah, it just floods all over here.
I'm gonna catch a disease here. Well, I don't really have another choice, do I? Because like, well, I can't get there. I can't see it there. Mm-hmm. How deep is this? If I got gumboots? Oh, I've got gumboots in my car. Yes. Let me go and get my gumboots. But I think they're going to flood. I'd rather wear the gumboots at some form of protection. As you can hear, that room is totally, totally flooded. I've thankfully had gumboots in my car because I went frogging last night. Man, but I'm just looking and I can see they're going to breach. I'm going to flood my gumboots. That was a very interesting situation. I've never caught a snake in a flooded room like that before. And I'm very relieved because I managed to walk out of there with not getting water in my boots. I thought I was definitely going to flood my boots and walking around in sewage water, whatever. I mean, there were floating cockroaches and, that water was not healthy. I wasn't happy. Thankfully, that didn't happen. I didn't get exposed to the disease. And I got the mamba. It was hiding under this jacket that was on the desk. Can you imagine now, say the room wasn't flooded and someone walked in, put their jacket on and there's a mamba in it. That would not have ended very well. But yeah, thankfully none of that happened. And I got the snake. It's a little one. 1.8, 1.9 meters. Still a youngster, probably a year and a half or so, years old. It was quite an easy catch. It almost did move to my left and onto another desk. I was just a bit nervous of it dropping down into the water and I got a swimming mamba and the guys were near the door and it could have been chaos. But yeah, I just stayed on the desk and I pinned it down with very few problems. So yeah. I was more relieved about managing to not get water in my boots in. Actually, no. Don't worry. It's always a relief pinning down the head of a deadly snake. You don't want that thing loose and tagging you. But yeah, that was a nice little distraction from the day. I didn't think I'd get any calls. Well, this week. Until I woke up and saw the weather. So yeah, good afternoon.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.